Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Coop.
Steiny.
The thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest to the...
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! Fargo. Who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. It's a football Friday, and we got a big one on Sunday. Pittsburgh Steelers at Levi Stadium. And I'm just going to cut to the chase, because we've been talking all week about how exciting this is and how this is a big game. Finish this sentence. This is the most excited I've been for a 49er game since. Because it's been a while. I'll admit, I'm excited for Sunday. We may have a good football team on our hands with the 49ers, and we're going to find out more about this team Sunday. When's the last time you were this excited for a 49er game? Guys?
Mine is one of the best NFC championships I've ever witnessed, and it was Niners versus Seattle, the Richard Sherman game, Bonte, where he tipped the ball and the Niners unfortunately lost. That, to me, is the barometer. That's the last time I was excited about a San Francisco 49er game. This is big. This is playoff-like. And the fans are a part of it. They can play a part. That's why it's two scoreboards. Fellas, it's the game.
And Garoppolo.
And the asses in the seats.
Oh.
Yep. Not Garoppolo?
Well, that's no, three
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo
scoreboard.
Oh, Garoppolo doesn't have a scoreboard anymore?
No, he's got a scoreboard.
Yeah,
this
but
is a big Garoppolo
scoreboard's kind of – the lights are off on that scoreboard because he had a pretty good game last week.
Well, no, you can turn the lights back on, Guru.
I'm calling the fans to show up.
Oh, man. The fans will show up, I do believe. And you asked the question, when's the last time I've been excited for a 49ers game? It's been a long time, Steinmetz. We got to go back to Thanksgiving of 2014 when Richard Sherman, then the Seattle Seahawks, started eating turkey on the 50-yard line, and it felt like that was the end of the Harbaugh era. It's been a long, long time, fellas, since I was this pumped up and jacked for a 49ers game. They can go to 3-0 for the first time since 1998. Going into the bye week 3-0, and we talk about it, fellas. It's time to dream if they do improve to 3-0.
Absolutely. I wouldn't tell you not to.
You would just be a hater if you didn't.
I mean,
if they go 3-0 and you're you need to slow your roll.
Yeah,
you're a hater.
The 209 right off the bat, biggest game since the Harbaugh era. And my first line in my notes to myself: 49ers host Steelers, biggest game post Harbaugh. I mean, it's a fact. This is when it's really fun. 888-957-9570. It's Friday. We got a game coming up in 2 days. 49ers Steelers. It's the home opener. When were you this excited about a 49er team and a 49er game? Here's the other thing. What do you expect from Levi Stadium? You know, Levi Stadium, we all agree, doesn't have a signature win. It's almost lacking. I mean, it has a reputation, but it's not a great reputation. It almost feels like this could be the first tangible moment in Levi Stadium history.
Yeah.
If they could win this game. I get it. It's their third game of the season. But still, it also points to this team hasn't had a lot of success since that stadium was built.
And I'm going to go here. Whose house is it? It's Kyle Shanahan's house. He has an opportunity to put a stamp on that building this Sunday, Bonte, because Harbaugh didn't get a chance to do it. No matter what you say, they went 8-8, felt like 2-14. 8-8 is last year, and now Kyle Shanahan can get his team to 3-0. then you start talking about the sunblock, it's not hot, and the cathedral, what is Levi Stadium? I'm telling you, this is a big opportunity for the football team and the fans.
You know what, fellas, sitting at the national championship watching Bama and Clemson at Levi Stadium, and you see the house packed. And I said, damn, this stadium looks good when it's packed, when the vibe is clicking. You see all the flashes from the cameras. I think Levi Stadium this Sunday, Guru, can change the narrative. It could change the reputation. Because I do think the fans, the hungry 49er fans, they've been waiting for this. They've been waiting for this moment to say, hey, Ryan Clark, we're not pretenders, Ryan Clark from ESPN. We're not pretenders, NFL.
Did he say that?
Oh, he said they were fraudulent. He said they were nobody. I don't believe in Jimmy G. Jimmy G and his team, George Kittle and company, they have a chance to change this narrative, and a fan base can help with that. They can make this a true home field advantage. We've seen glimpses, Steiny, of the soul at Levi Stadium last year in the Battle of the Bay when they beat Seattle in December, but I think they could change it for good this Sunday if they put a whooping on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about this? This is the first time the 49ers are playing a home game with a record above 500 since Week 13, 2014, that was Thanksgiving night versus the Seattle Seahawks, a 19-3 loss. That's pretty stunning, actually.
I mean, it's sad.
It's 5 years ago. I mean, what are your expectations for this game if you're a 49er fan? You got to expect they're going to win. Right?
Yeah.
And I want
Mason
touchdown
Rudolph
favorites.
To get and some offensive linemen fellas to get some false start calls because the place is so loud and they can't hear. Come on, Bonte is right here. O is for opportunity. And I don't want to be negative, but man, if you somehow let Mason Rudolph come in here and the Steelers get back and get a win, it would be deflation city when you see me Monday morning.
And it's not going to be easy, fellas, this Sunday. Mason Rudolph, 12-19, and when he replaced Big Ben last week for 112 yards, two TDs,
but we
and an
think
interception.
It is. The narrative right. is this is going to be an easy
right.
layup
He's going to be able to audible. He's going to be able to clip his toenails and check to a run play. Look, Levi's, I'm expecting it to be rocking. It's the home opener, for crying out loud. It's a home opener with a winning team coming into Santa Clara, 2-0, and his team seems to be ascending, fellas. Steiny, I'm like, goo, if it is a partisan crowd, and it is not loud, and we see a lot of red, empty seats, I'll be bummed out on Monday as well.
I'm not sure what to expect. In terms of the crowd on Sunday, I'm really not. Is it going to be completely packed with a lot of Steeler fans? Is it going to be 10,000, 15,000 from capacity with a lot of Steeler fans? Is it going to be only 15% Steeler fans and 49er fans come out? That's the thing about Levi Stadium. It hasn't developed any kind of reputation, home field reputation. And until the fans and the crowd starts becoming a factor there, it's going to be considered essentially what Bonte calls it, which is a neutral site. I do think there is something going on, though, more with the crowd than just, oh, I hope it's a good crowd. Listen to what Richard Sherman said about the fans and about this game.
The noise, obviously not when our offense is on the field. They appreciate some vibe, but when defense is out there, man, have a good time. Enjoy this. Enjoy these games. And we'll do our best to put a great product out there and have both sides happy. We appreciate your support. Go Niners.
So that was Richard Sherman, and then on the heels of that, here's what Kyle Shanahan said about Sunday.
I'm expecting to be a strong 49ers crowd. Pittsburgh always travels well wherever I've been. When I was in Atlanta and we're on our way to the Super Bowl, we still had to use the silent cadence at home, even when we were 11-4 at the time. It's not always like that. I don't think we've given our fans a lot to be excited about in the 2 years I've been here at home or the years prior. But when we have, I think our stadium's been loud. I always revert back to the Christmas Eve game versus Jacksonville. We were out of it, and I thought our fans were as loud as any stadium I've been at. I felt it last year versus Oakland. Felt it versus Seattle last year. I think our fans come ready. And if we come ready, I think we'll be very happy about our home field advantage.
And we had Eric Armstead on 2 days ago, and he also was talking about the crowd. and how he wants to see the place loud. It feels like it's a talking point within the organization. It really does. It feels like somebody told the organization, hey, look, it won't hurt when you're talking to the media to encourage the crowd to come out and be a factor in the game. Question is that sad or not? But the fact is, that's something that clearly is on the minds of the 49er players and front office.
Yeah,
what kind of crowd they're going to get Sunday? They're anticipating something also.
And to Kyle's credit, Bonte, he's right. They have not won. And the fact that you are not good on the field, who wants to come watch that? Not me. I don't want to go see a bad singer. I don't want to go see a bad actor or actress. They've been playing bad football. You win, you get better, improve. People will come, and I think this is Kyle Shanahan's coming out party, and this location, Levi's, it'll be rocking. But one thing that does bother me, Pittsburgh fans travel.
Oh, yeah.
So is it going to be to where Niner fans are getting blocked? No. They right. couldn't get in because Steeler Nation had the place on lock.
Yeah, I wonder if Steeler fans did buy a lot of tickets, fellas. And real quick, Steiny, Shanahan brought up the Raider game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 50-50. There was a lot of Raider fans there. The Jacksonville game, that was loud. I remember that. But the Seattle game last year, there was a lot of 12s down from Seattle. There was a lot of blue and green. So it was almost like a bowl game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was Niner fans need to show up, and they need to pack that at least 65% Niner fans this Sunday. At least. That's all I'm asking, because I know it's a daunting task to keep the terrible towels out of Levi's Stadium.
Let's go to Rob. Rob is in the city. How you doing, Rob? What's up, man?
What's up, Steinman? It's Guru Bonte. It's your boy, Rob G.
Rob G, man.
I wanted to talk about my last favorite United team was the Jeff Garcia days. And I haven't been this excited since then. You know, it's the move to Santa Clara hasn't really helped, to be honest with you. I've become kind of a highlight fan of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm excited for Sunday. I think this is a statement game, and I do think the Niners are going to bring it, and I think the Niners faithful are going to be reborn.
Thanks a lot for the call, Rob G.
We're good. It's all good.
He didn't like the Harbaugh era?
That's kind of what I was wondering about.
Said it just became a highlight film fan of the NFL. No love for Harbaugh. Harbaugh did bring the passion back. You can't knock that from
Harbaugh. No doubt. And what, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about later, he's talking about maybe wasn't as passionate. You watched that game last night, Jaguars-Titans. How can you stay passionate about a football game when there's, 422 flags? It was a joke.
What's going on?
Tom Brady even got into it. We're going to talk about that, too, because I think instant replay is beginning to jump the shark. Yeah. I think the holding call is driving people crazy.
I concur.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Ruben in San Francisco. What's going on, Ruben?
Yeah, I just want to let you know, it ain't really about the fans. That park, that stadium was sold to a lot of corporate people. So it ain't really the people. You remember Candlestick Park? It was the people. Mm. We showed up. Bad games, good games, the thing was sold out all by Niners.
You know what, though?
You can get your hands on the tickets.
You know what, Ruben? They're going to say the same thing about the Chase Center this upcoming year if it's not as loud as people want. But, the thing I always think of is, if you're a boss of a company, why can't you cheer as loud as a worker in a company? You know, I get it's corporate, but
get loose.
Does that make you better than the average fan? Like, I've never gotten that. Oh, because this guy wears a suit and tie to work and he's making the big bucks. He's in the suite. He can't yell like that. That's crap to me. We all love football the same way. We all are passionate about it. Whether you're a blue collar worker, a guy in the tech industry, that's a damn excuse. Yeah. Get loud, man.
Get jiggy with it.
Yeah, I know. That's who was the call that said hasn't been excited since Jeff Garcia?
Rob Jeezy.
Come on,
let's
man.
Go to Justin is in San Francisco. What's up, Justin?
Man, my name's actually Kevin. They got it confused.
All right, what's up, Kevin? How are you, man?
Good, man. Thanks for asking. Hey, great show. I just wanted to talk about the last time I was actually excited. I'm always excited for the Niners, but anytime I feel like we have some momentum going with Jim. Obviously, that didn't end up working out with Harbaugh, but that's kind of the era that I always kind of go back to when you start feeling like we could have won a Super Bowl. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the Steelers and how it definitely could be a trap game. One of my friends was messing with us a little bit. He was calling them Sixburg all day, all week. Just calling them Sixburg. And it helped us remind everybody that these guys are a franchise that know how to win.
The Steelers,
with or without
yeah.
Big Ben, I think the backup quarterback is going to do their thing. I think we just have to be on our toes and know that it's not going to be a pushover game.
Yeah, you know what? And no doubt. I mean, that's the other thing. It feels like Shanahan and Lynch and some of the veteran players, they are going out of their way to use words like stay humble and we haven't done anything yet. And
stay humble.
We have to go into this game like our backs are against the wall.
Fighting
for
my life.
Why did you do that? Now you know that. It does make me chuckle at first, but then it makes me think about him. Anyway.
My top five, yeah. Go ahead.
That's right. Great coach. So what I'm getting at is we'll see. I mean, it's. You know, there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys have checked out the text line, there's a lot of people that are saying, relax, guys, they're 2-0. And while I get that sentiment, I'm also like, yeah, they are 2-0. So, what, we can't be enthusiastic?
You know, Steiny, people act like there's 162 games or 82 games like the NBA. You only get 16 of these bad boys, and you only get 8 home games. This is home game number one, fellas. If you're not jacked up about this team being able to finish the first quarter of the season at least 3-1, 4-0, when can you get excited? We only get 16 of these bad boys, and this team is off to a great start. If you're not excited about the Niners right now, getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steelers, man, and Tomlin and company, I don't know what's going to get you excited.
I mean,
I don't know.
I get it. If you're a Patriots fan and you're 2-0 and you're ho-humming.
Right. Been here, done that.
Right. But I don't think there's anything wrong with there isn't. I mean, it's not I don't think. No, there's nothing wrong with getting excited. It's like a definitive statement. You get excited. You're 2-0.
I will say this. If I see you guys Monday morning and the Niners are 3-0, there's nothing that will supersede that. That's the most important aspect of it all. The team's going in the right direction. You got your coach. But if Levi's and the fans don't put on a good performance, to me, I'll say Houston, which in this instance is San Francisco, we have a problem. Because what can the team do, Bonte, moving forward to where the fans are just not coming out and getting loud?
Yeah, I think that's a little unfair. I think after all that's happened, and I got no interest in going into it, I think it's going to take more than a 2-0 start. There have been a lot of 49er fans that have kind of left the fold, and they're waiting to come back into the fold. But 2-0 is not quite going to do it. That's just my thought.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, like you would give them a pass, like go 4-0 then, or 4-1.
You know what? If they win, that stuff will take care of itself. That's what I feel like.
That's what
if
I think.
If they win,
it'll build at its
it'll
own
build
speed.
It up. Because guess what? Monday Night Football gets the Browns, and they got a team coming in. The Niners are 3-0 going into a Monday Night Football game where the Niners for a long time were the kings of Monday Night Football. Think about all the big games in the history of the franchise where they did win on Monday night. Then I think that's where it may flip. This game is a fill-out game for a lot of people. Are the Niners for real?
Right.
Well, the Steelers don't have Big Ben. We don't know yet. We need to see for ourselves.
Yeah, and I that's a good point. 2-0, haven't played anybody. They win against the Steelers. Clearly, it's a legit team. Are they missing Roethlisberger? Of course. Would they be 0-3? Of course. So if there are people out there that want to play the pump the brakes game, guess what? They're going to be able to play it next week, even if the 49ers win.
Yep.
Because they'll be saying, it's still 0-3 without Ben Roethlisberger. Big deal.
But you get that bye.
Exactly.
And then you get the stage because you're going to get
exactly.
You're going to cash in on you're the surprise team. Then you get Monday night to show the world. I don't care who the team is, but it's the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You get to add to it to where you're 4-0, and people are like, you guys told me if the season's broke up in four games.
Actually, that was our boss that said that.
Some coaches think that.
Yeah. Bonte Man said too.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not the most provocative.
You have to with this team. Yeah.
The math is there.
Let's go to Miguel. Miguel's in Hayward. What's up, Miguel?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Good morning, man.
How are you? Well, they're
on you, hey, you know, like, I feel that the Niners are going to be the second seed in the NFC, man. I just have that feeling because of their defense. I will not be shocked if you find out today at 3 p.m. over here in the West Coast that the Niners made a trade to get Jalen Ramsey from the Jaguars. And that right there will make it complete. And then you pretty much got to thank John Lynch, Mike Shanahan, for making that trade happen. But at the end of the day, you guys, I'm a diehard Cowboy fan. As soon as we meet the Niners, we're going to crush them, man.
All right.
That's all I just got to say.
All right. Thanks, Miguel. Thanks, Miguel. Appreciate it.
Ramsey trade done tonight, huh? By three. That's what Miguel
said. What if
I
told you, Guru, that I'm actually maybe starting to come around to your point of view from yesterday that maybe... Maybe not.
Oh, I don't.
You see, their owner said they were willing to make him the highest paid cornerback.
Yeah. Shad Khan.
He's not going. What's his name?
Shad Khan.
I like him.
He's got the mustache.
Call Cap. Oh, we won't get into that.
No, we don't need to.
If Cap don't get a job now, he ain't never getting a job, Steiny.
That ship has sailed.
Come on.
Sailed. Yeah, that ship has sailed.
I think.
Sorry to bring that up. Right.
I also think there's something to the fact that next, or I know it's not next week, or after the bye. Is a Monday night game.
That's phenomenal.
That's
man.
Like that.
Like they got to go 3-0 to me. That's why they're going to go 3-0 and all that
kind
stuff.
Kind of.
The NFL world will all be at Levi's Stadium for that. And with a 3-0 football team, all the questions are going to be on ESPN and NFL Network.
Are the Niners real?
Are they for real? And here's the thing, too. It's almost like they have to win to keep pace with Seattle and the Rams.
Yeah, that's true.
The Rams and Seattle are 2-0. Seattle's playing the Saints at home. That looks like a winnable game for them. And the Rams are playing Cleveland and Cleveland on Sunday Night Football. So you don't want to lose pace with the big boys in a division.
Yeah, that's – I mean, that's no doubt about it. I mean, they're in a division right now with two other 2-0 teams. So you got to keep pace.
Last thing about Ramsey. Yeah. So you think now that they're throwing money at him, I thought it was bigger than money. I thought he wanted to win or he didn't like what was going on there. I guess now what I'm asking Steiny is why now do you think it's not going to happen just because there's dollars on it?
Yeah, essentially. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Thought he wanted to go somewhere where he could win or he didn't. I thought it was bigger than the money. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm interested to see how the situation plays out because now you're hearing that Jalen Ramsey is mad at Tom Coughlin in the front office. And Coughlin has a reputation of being tough on guys.
Yeah, hard
so
ass.
I don't know. I don't think the Niners will end up training for him. It's a pipe dream that I have. Like, hey,
Richard
get
Sherman
Jalen Ramsey.
Pretty much put it to bed.
You
yesterday.
Know, when Sherman said what he said yesterday, that was just like, damn, they're not going to get Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. You just hope. Now, as a Niner fan, you just hope Jalen Ramsey doesn't end up in Seattle. Or in the NFC. Hopefully he stays in the AFC with one of those teams.
I almost got the sense that, you know, the more I think about Richard Sherman, the more I think he's got so many roles on this team. I would not, I don't want to say put it past, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Niners, Lynch and Shanahan, talked to Sherman and said, look, we're not going to get Jalen Ramsey. So go out. Any chance you can go out there and say you're feeling good about the thing? You don't need, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Richard Sherman ain't dumb.
No,
I mean, he is a smart guy, and basically, I think Guru, you're right. He sent a message to the fans. Look, that ain't happening. At least right now. Maybe if something changes, but.
And you talk about Sherman and fans. He's played on the 12th man. It's nothing to him. So I almost think it's beneath Richard to ask the fans to step up because. He's played in the best environment for his whole career almost, and now he's over here. I mean, I just feel like he's Yoda, and these guys can draw to him, and he'd be like, look, just slow your roll, baby steps. We're 2-0. It's nothing.
That's a great call because from the fan perspective, Seattle fans are laughing at the Niners right now. Look at their players begging for the crowd noise. Look at their players begging for fans to show up.
You gotta
we never had that problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. If I'm a Niner fan, I'm taking that personal. Mm. Saying, damn, the players are begging for us to be out there. You know what? I'm going to be extra loud there at Levi's Stadium. I'm going to back these players since they are 2-0. That's borderline embarrassing.
But it's a compliment
a Niner
also,
fan.
Fellas, to the fans. Steiny, the fans do count. These players do feed off of that.
They do.
No doubt.
I know I would.
No doubt.
Well, I did in high school.
DJ Tiger in San Jose. What's up, DJ?
Oh, my Lord.
Did you hear this guy? What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to, you know, call out all the Niners faithful out there to come out this Sunday. If you're sitting next to me and you're sitting down, you better be up in your seat because we're going to have a problem. Like you guys said, Houston, we have a problem.
So you're going to be in.
Man, let's go, baby. It's our year. We're going to go 4-0. Everyone going to be surprised.
Thanks, DJ Tiger. Stay away from stay close to DJ Tiger. He's going to be reprimanding quiet fans Sunday.
But what he said is true. This is it. This is a party, y'all. How many people show up? I don't know.
It should be a lot of fun. Most anticipated game for you since when, if you're a 49er fan? 888-957-9570. Also, we all here are trying to get a feel for what the atmosphere might be like down at Levi Stadium, knowing full well Pittsburgh travels well, and the 49ers are still trying to build a home field fan base. So it's a lot of different moving parts right now. And here's the other thing. There's something that we haven't even talked about this week. Not one time, I don't think, that we couldn't stop talking about last week and the week before. I'll tell you what that is after the break. But first, let's go to Steve and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. The undefeated 49ers stay home for their first game at Levi's Stadium this season as they take on the 0-2 Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Defensive end Dee Ford missed practice this week with a knee injury. Should we expect to see him on the field on Sunday? Vontae Steiny and Guru will talk to former 49ers defensive lineman in 95.7 The Game, NFL insider Ian Williams at 12 o'clock. The Raiders are on the way to Minnesota to take on the Vikings for their first road game of the season. Pre-game starts at 8 with kickoff at 10 right here on 95.7 The Game. Remember, listen to 95.7 The Game on your smartphone or your smart speakers and just Google listen to 95.7 The Game. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, they're really tasty too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. I'm Stephen Langford on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Vontae Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Have either one of you ever gotten jiggy with it?
I got three kids, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Vontae?
A couple times in my life.
Okay. I'm actually not sure if I've ever gotten jiggy.
You're a father. Yeah.
Show? Oh, that's what I'm saying. I got you. Hey, WWE, baby. WWE invades San Francisco at the new Chase Center with back-to-back events. First, it's Monday Night Raw on September 23rd. Then it's SmackDown Live on Tuesday, September 24th. Here's your chance to see all your favorite WWE superstars. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go. We got some people that want to talk on the radio, so let's talk about it. We got 49ers Steelers, and that's happening Sunday at Levi Stadium, 125. People are already getting wound up. I know I'm excited for this 49er game more than probably any in the past 3-4 years.
I'm starting to tingle.
Yeah, and I'm not quite there yet because I like to try to keep an even keel between games, but I think I'm going to be a little wound up come 125.
You guys
Niner
coming?
Gang.
You guys coming down?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
It's my anniversary, so
also,
I'm on lockdown.
Back it up.
Quietly the sixth anniversary Guru's had this year to get out of an event. I guess we can say we'll be down there for sure for the Cleveland game.
Cleveland
right?
game, we'll be there all day. Yeah. Heck, we'll be out there Sunday, too. We have a pre
My guy.
At the Hilton
real
quick. That's why you guys should come through. The Hilton is taking care of 95.7 The Game.
Wait, for this weekend?
For this weekend.
Why?
Pre and post.
Because
Shasky and I, Kyle Madsen, John Dickinson's going to make an appearance. We're going to be out there for about an hour and a half before the game from 11 to 12:30. They got to set up with the TVs, the food trucks. There's going to be drinks.
Mimosas.
We go watch the game.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then we come back from about 4:30 till about 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's going to be live out there at the Hilton.
Oh, pre and post game.
Pre and post game.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be, but the pre will be streamed. It'll be streamed on Facebook Live and Periscope because of the Raiders game.
Sure.
And then afterwards, we'll do the pre on the airways. And then we're going to be at the same place for the Monday night football game. This is going to be our home away from home down in Santa Clara. So you guys should make your way down there.
Wait a minute.
I'm still dealing with Union City Manny sent me a text. Goo. He don't like what we're doing.
That's a problem.
What are we doing?
He said we're calling out the fans.
I'm not calling out any fans.
Yeah,
Niner gang.
That's how he took it.
What does that mean, calling out a fan?
Like,
fans?
Oh, you better show up or you know.
Oh, no, like shaming him?
Yeah. Not saying that.
No. No, I like Sherman. We just want the place hyped. And when you're 2-0 and undefeated, and you got a game against the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers, a storied franchise.
We're going to get these dubs.
That's what I'm saying, Rich.
Who's this, Manny?
Yeah, Union City Manny.
Manny.
You met him. You met him at the Ware game. He came by the table.
Yeah, you see Manny. I'm trying to lower the expectations for that aspect of it because, you know, I think it is going to take a little while to get this fan base.
Do you think it's embarrassing that we're saying, oh, it's got the fans got a show? They've been bad. The team's been bad.
Well, nobody's demanding anything. Just, yeah, it'd be
like
great.
If I invite
be
you to my party, I don't follow up. I give you the invite and you're going to come or not, but I don't, hey, you're going to be able to make
no,
it.
No, I got you.
I don't put pressure on y'all. You know what I mean? It's kind of, then that's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm just, you know, who wouldn't like to see a great atmosphere out there?
I'm Steiny. I'm a little shocked in you. I'm a little surprised in you, I should say.
Uh-oh.
Let's just allow Guru to have his 7th anniversary of the 2019. Whoa. Of 2019. Oh, he's already said, oh, the Cadillac's in his shop. He's already started planting the seeds on finding a way out of Levi Stadium when Monday he guaranteed he would be down there.
No, today's the actual anniversary. Thank you guys for asking. 16 years to the lovely Mia, and you guys, I'm telling you, I'm out. I can't do it.
What are you doing with her?
Bye-bye.
What do you have? Must have something planned.
Benihana's tonight.
Like I said, what are you doing for her anniversary, though? For the anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to dinner tonight.
Benihana's? I mean, some people just do that on a Tuesday night, Goo.
So, okay.
Wow.
So, you have an anniversary weekend? So if you're taking
Benihana's
her to Benihana's
tonight.
Okay. And then it sounds like 49ers Sunday.
No, we got to get back to you. But that's what I got.
No,
we got and the kids are going with us tonight.
Well, of course. Of course. Marcos is in Antioch. What's up, Marcos? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? I just want to talk about the Niner crowd that's supposed to be there on Sunday.
Yep.
Look, I'm a Raider fan, and I don't think my organization has ever called out our fans for trying to come out and be loud. We come out every Sunday, and we're ready. It doesn't matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter how bad our team is. So I think it's a little embarrassing that Niner fans got to be called out by their organization for not showing up on Sundays.
Thanks, Marcos. I mean,
see, we're not doing that.
You can't put.
Yeah.
Look, you can't sweep what's happened with Levi Stadium, the fans, Jed York under the rug.
Can't do it.
You just can't. It's had an effect on the enthusiasm level for the San Francisco 49ers. So. They're now 2-0 after having no success for 5 seasons. The fan base is kind of taking a beating. I think it's more than fair to say, what do you think is going to happen out there Sunday? Do you think there'll be any change in the atmosphere? Do you think that it'll be noticeable? It'll be more enthusiastic. There will be more Niner fans. Bottom line, it's going to be interesting to see. And in fairness, it's not like the Oakland Raiders sell out every game.
No, Raider Nation shows up, though.
Well, they also have a stadium that seats 53,000. Well,
right.
So let's be honest about that. And I don't want to pit fan bases against each other because Raider fans are great. So that's not what I want to do. Lucky. Lucky's in the city. What's up, man?
What's going on, Steiny, Guru, and Vontae? Hey, I want to wish my man a happy anniversary. My anniversary is today, too.
Oh, wow.
Both of you guys.
Congrats, Lucky.
Hey, Lucky, what are you doing for your anniversary?
Well, I'm going to eat later on, and then I'm going to eat later on, and then we're going to enjoy the rest of the weekend.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, I like
Sounds
that.
Like
How many years,
have a nice
Lucky?
Dinner.
How many years, Lucky?
1 year today.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
Oh, wow, you still got the flame burning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I made it, though.
Yeah. You made it. Congrats, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, man, you know, I'm a Niner faithful since 71, man. And I can say I've always been enthusiastic about my team. Bad, good, back to now. But I think the difference is Candlestick is no longer here. That's the reason why it hasn't been the ferocity of fans like the Raider fans have had. But we've always had Niner faithful, period. Whether we're at home yelling, you know, at the TV or, you know, somewhere else at a bar watching it.
Right.
We're still faithful.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucky. Appreciate the call. Congrats. Year in.
Warren Moon. I'm Joe Montana.
You know what he means.
Warren Moon. Let me think. Guys talk. I'll try to figure that one out.
Man. He's been married one year.
1 year.
Warren Moon wore number one.
Right.
Right.
I'm so, Joe Montana. I'm on 16 years. Montana's Philly. He got it.
Did he hot us, though? I'm surprised you're not going to go to Monterey after all that talk.
Well, the caddy's in the shop. Unless you guys want to use the charger or the vault.
I don't think he wants to
drive. What are you driving these days?
Bart.
Well, how'd you get from
Bart?
Your place to Bart?
Uber.
How long is it going to be in? I mean, I'll pick it up
today.
It's time to retire the caddy.
You almost do look naked without your Cadillac.
Hey. Well, I'm telling you, I pick it up today, and it was a minor thing. Spark plug was broke. I thought I had serious things going on.
Dude, you can do that yourself.
No, on my caddy, it's a DeVille.
I'm sorry.
When you get to it, it's hell to get to.
It's a Cruella DeVille?
Yeah.
You know who she is?
No.
Isn't that the lady from, not Dalmatians?
Yeah, 101 Dalmatians. Dalmatians. Wow. Yeah. Like dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Dalmatians, too, no less. I've heard Dalmatians are high maintenance.
I don't like big dogs.
You don't like Dalmatians?
I like puppies.
They're cute.
Puppies and kittens. I don't like when they get big, both of them. Dogs and cats.
You can get a smaller dog.
Yeah, but
it'll stay small.
I think it's about $1,000, $1,500.
Not that much. You get one for like $200.
Talking about
$300, $400.
My in-laws.
Pound.
Yeah. SPCA.
Free.
I want a new dog.
Rescue an animal. Rescue one.
They got issues. You know what I mean?
No, they don't. You train them.
They're trainable.
They'll be chilling with you watching the Cowboys.
I would like a brand new one.
I guarantee you.
They're not brand new. They can be puppies.
Small dog would love to be in a lab with you.
I want
to
be the first.
No, that's the problem. They haven't had families.
Hey.
Let's go to Reggie in Stockton. What's up, Reggie?
What's going on?
My man.
All the way out here in Stockton.
Yeah.
Stockton, baby.
And, check this out.
UOP, baby.
Shout out 209.
Dale Dips.
What's that?
I said UOP, baby.
What?
209. Yeah, Reggie, UOP, come on to 209.
You know about UOP?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, we just said Dale Dips.
You know it, baby.
Michael Olu with candy.
I played against the guy from UOP back in 1986. Drew Rogers was his name.
Wow.
Drew Rogers. There you go.
Drew Rogers. Yeah. I've heard that name.
Are you serious?
I'm calling about the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
I have fans out here.
All right.
We coming from Sacramento, Modesto, Stockton. We coming from all over to this game to let everybody know the Niners is back. And through the hallways of that stadium, all you going to hear is 49ers.
I love it.
He got it.
Save that voice.
I love it,
Reggie. That sounded like Raiders.
Niner gang.
I never heard it like that.
That's what I'm talking about, Reggie.
49. I've never heard that, Stoney. Raiders.
Niner gang.
Heard that. You got to like that. Your street cred goes
Niner
up
gang.
When they play that.
I think that Niner gang, that was the good what's it called, slogan, what our guy just had. We is the Niners.
We is the
49ers. That's like Monte Ellis.
Oh,
I'm a Warriors. I'm always going to be a Warriors. Rob in San Bruno. What's up, Rob?
This is our guy.
Hey, yo, check it out. I'm going to be in that joint on Sunday as well. I'm fired up, always fired up. I've been a diehard my whole life. And I'm going to keep it real. Most Niners fans are fickle. It is what it is. But I'm not one of them guys. I'm a ride for mine. But I got to speak on Sherman, though. Who the hell is Sherman speak on Niners roster, man? Don't be talking about we don't need Ramsey. You ain't put in that much work to talk about the Niners like that. Do your job. Me personally, I don't like Sherman for what he disrespected the field when he was on Seattle. I don't like Sherman. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Rob
is always educated. Go ahead, Rob. Continue, Rob. I want to hear the rest of it.
But yeah, I already like Sherman. Sherman, just know that Ramsey comes, you're exposable. By right now, I was never on board with getting him. I thought we could have drafted one or win somebody else. I don't like Big Sherman. That's just me. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm a real Niners fan. This is not our team. No, we good. No, we ain't never good. Let's do 2 interceptions this year and take us to the Super Bowl. Other than that, you never be on my good side. But like I said, I'm gonna be in Levi doing my thing, talking to the pretty ladies, enjoying the game.
Hey, Big Rob, real quick, come by the Hilton at 11:00. Come by the Hilton at 11:00. I want to meet you, Rob, because you're a little fired up, man. I gotta let you pump the brakes a little bit. Rob's too much, man.
Nah,
I love him, though. I love the passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, go say hi to Bonte, Rob, on
Shasky. Him and Shasky get along great.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call, man.
And if I'm there, say it. What's up?
I mean, like, what's he going to do? He's going to boo if Sherman has a game-winning touchdown, touchdown off the interception.
No, he's all 49ers, but he's just telling you, that is interesting. I hadn't heard that take. Who is Sherman to speak on the roster?
Rob always wakes up on the wrong side of bed.
Because Sherman may be the Ramsey, or he thinks he's the Ramsey of the Niners, and he don't want to share the spotlight. Interesting.
Stay humble.
Yeah.
My radar went off a little bit with that take. Because Sherman did emphatically come out, we don't need him, we got a good team here.
I think he was not put up to it, but I think that was kind of organization saying, yeah, that's good. Can you pump the brakes on Jalen Ramsey, please, Richard? And that's how he did it, I think. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in San Jose, and I'll tell you what. He's got an interesting take, apparently. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, you know what? I think it's going to be packed this weekend, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, Niners fans. Let me tell you something about Niners fans. You don't even know they're Niners fans until they start winning. So when they start winning, they come out. You see all them hats get dusted off, all them old jerseys get dusted off. They're going to show up.
Hey, Jay, isn't that basically every fan base once they start winning?
No. It's some teams that they stick with their. I'm talking about, you don't even know the Niner fan. There's no Niner gear comes out.
Wow.
All right.
He's in the bandwagon, yeah.
But.
What's that noise? It's a natural.
If you start winning, the bandwagon will follow. You think that didn't happen with the Warriors?
No, of course. I have no problem with that happening.
You know what? If you start getting called bandwagon fan, that means your team's doing well.
Where'd you get that from? Who'd you get that from?
What?
That tape. That's what I've been saying. Nothing wrong with the wagon. That means business is going
good. You're doing what Danny Freisinger did.
What?
Our assistant program director.
Got him!
Which was?
Trying to steal something that I said and said, yeah, I said that first.
Can't do it.
You know I don't like that.
I've just been noticing we've had battles and I remember all of them. And then now I'm hearing you. Those are my takes sometimes, Montel. Like, whoa,
you know what that is?
Circle.
Hashtag diva tendencies, goo.
DTs.
DTs.
We know
who the real divas are.
Yeah.
We know what's on the poll. By the way, shout out to our guy Eric from Lansing, Illinois, on the text line, listening all the way from Illinois. Been a diehard Niner fan my whole life. I'm 49 years old. Oh, lost the text because people were texting
from Chicago.
Yeah. He's pumped about this week. It's so good to listen to Niners talk.
Niner gang.
I love the fans, but can we slow down on where they're from? We really don't know unless we can get proof. Like the guy yesterday, we don't know who was in South Africa.
West Africa.
Why would somebody just say I'm from West Africa?
It's what they do, Bonte.
Lansing, Illinois. Why would anybody claim Lansing, Illinois? Who the hell knows where Lansing is?
I didn't like how Steiny got excited. It was Lansing, Michigan. For sure, man. That's all.
Is there a Lansing, Illinois, too?
No, East Lansing, Michigan, where Michigan State is. Yeah, East Lansing. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Download the radio.com app, search 95.7 The Game, tap the icon, and tap play. And let us know if you're listening on the app. You can text the text line, and that is the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. John is in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, first of all, John, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, Guru thinks you're a liar right off the bat. I'm just going to tell you
that. But
no, I'm really from Kansas City. Trust me, 64111 was my zip code.
I was just going to ask that. Yeah. He gave it to me. All right.
Okay, and I'm just going to tell you that there was somebody. You mentioned that if the Niners start winning, the fans will come out. We haven't been very good lately.
Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you that whether we've been good or not, the fans should be there regardless.
Mm.
The fan, you should be a fan. Win, lose, or drop it. The fans was 87. And I've been a fan win, lose, or draw. I've been a Joel Superman. Yeah, Steve Mariucci, man. I didn't like Jim, what's his name, Tom Sula, but I stuck with my team. It's about time we just did what our team to stop, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. And I don't want bandwagon fans coming on the team when we do start winning. Thanks.
All right, John. I think there's two different things, honestly, here. There's being a 49er fan and being a 49er fan who goes to the game. I mean, you can be a fan and not go to the games. Remember,
you may not be able to afford
Joe Lacob got in a little trouble with early in his career when he said that the people that go to the games are the real fans. Now, it wasn't he didn't exactly say it like that, but that's kind of how it was interpreted.
Yeah, that's hard.
That is hard because you don't know why
situations. Guys, yeah, people can't afford it.
But I'm sure over the last 5 years, you go to bars and restaurants and watch the game. It's probably packed, right?
No doubt.
Listening from Virginia on radio.com. Oh boy, 757.
Yeah.
I like it. The 757.
I like that.
Guru's about to check the area code. Look out. He didn't like that.
Yeah. I like the last caller giving
DTs, baby. DTs.
I like that.
Last time the 49ers have started 3-0, 1998.
Damn.
So, you know what? I'm almost of the mind. Don't tell Niner fans to pump the brakes. If they win Sunday, they've done something they haven't done in 20 years. Bottom line, boy, they're saying Cape Verde's not in West Africa.
I'm seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. So anyway, we're asking about how excited are you for Sunday's game? And the other thing I kind of want to get to is what happens if you're really excited about the game? Full house, packed, loud, everything you want, but there's 27 penalties in the game.
Oh,
we saw something like that last night. Did you guys see?
It's out of control, man. And it's affecting my viewing pleasure, Bonte. You don't know when to root now. It's like I'm watching the flag button, and then now they're getting later and later. The play's done. The guys are walking back. You think it stands, and then bloop, bloop, flag. It's bad, and you have to stop it because, real quick, I believe you could call a flag every damn play. Understand what you're doing. People got things going on in life. You just sit there, oh, let's go to the review booth. And is there anything worse than the guys with the headset on and you're trying to think what the conversation is? Hey, go move the ball back. We're going to break.
Right.
Come on. It's a bad look, Steiny.
You know what happens is it becomes background noise. And you start doing other things. You start reading, start getting some tea, making some food. Like, you just – last night I just was like, oh, this game is still
on.
Like, I just lost interest in it in the second half, and I love football. I started watching, actually, Houston and Tulane. That's how bad the game was.
Just
Tulane actually upset them.
Really?
Yeah, two-play drive.
Houston was undefeated.
It was tied up with about 18 seconds, I want to say. Tulane goes on a two-play 70-yard drive to win the game.
Wow.
How about this from the 415? Although Guru doesn't think you live in the city. Says, I'm more excited about the game Sunday than the Janet Jackson concert I'm going to tomorrow at Chase.
You're supposed to be going to that. Mm. You said you told Rick Wells, Janet.
Did he get back to you?
That was for radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was just for
what
radio.
You know what happened? Rick Wells stiffed. I hope Rick is not listening.
Rick stiffed him.
Right. No, Rick don't get down like that.
He didn't really mean to invite me. That was just something he was being polite on the radio.
No, it sounded like you had
Who else is coming in soon to Chase other than Janet Jackson?
They've got concerts rolling in every week.
Yeah. What about your boy Dylan?
He doesn't play big venues like that anymore, I don't think.
They don't come out for him?
I haven't seen him in a while. I made up my mind a few years ago. Yeah, I'm done seeing him. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What?
No, he's Pappas in my ear about John Mayer.
What about he's on his way, I guess, to Chase.
He's on his way or he was
here. Oh, John Mayer's going to play at Chase.
Dude, that show is
good.
Oh, that's Bill Mayer.
I get him mixed up with David Gray.
Bill Maher.
David Gray and who was that guy? Yeah, John Mayer.
Yeah.
Probably not very comparable, though. But I get them mixed up. Let's go to our main man, Dr. P in Nevada. What's up, Dr. P?
Hey, gents. Bonte, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Dr. Pigskin?
You guys are awesome. Now, listen, last night we got a break on this penalty thing because Mr. Wonderful, Tom Brady, texted twice during that game. And, you know, he said, this is ruining the game. Then the second time, he said, that's it. I'm turning it off. I can't watch it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mr. Wonderful, and the guy's great, I'll admit it. But it is ridiculous. And the thing that kills me is before the season started, they came out and said, we're really going to go after holding calls. Why? Okay? I mean, everyone hates it. And every time I watch Garoppolo, all I think is the dude should have 7 touchdown passes, not 3 or 4. And it just hangs with you. Now, guys being fans for the Niners from all over, I grew up in Jersey and, you know, I was a Giants fan, but back then, you know, the late game would be the Rams or the Niners, And yes. Even as a little kid, the Niners were always a great passing team. You know, everyone loves that. They had going back to John Brody and then, I don't know. So the Niners always had like a national following because they were always like a fun team to watch.
Yeah, you know what? That's and I can vouch. Hey, Dr. P.
Yes.
You know, you're playing this weekend, don't you? The control room.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Come on. You know what? A veteran like that that kind of mistake.
You know what,
I'm going D'Angelo Russell.
Can't do it. Sometimes if you do get rolled and you know you got a sorry squad at fantasy, yeah. I may feel like Dr. P.
He was defeated.
I have to drop a deuce every now and then.
Yeah, nothing changes like a season in fantasy. One injury. One hot person.
It's not like knowing your squad is done in September. It's not like it in fantasy.
And it's not done. He needs a pep talk.
What a loser!
He was down. You're just beating him up. He just rolled over.
Hey, don't miss Last Call every weekday at 1:45. That's when we turn the conversation over to you and get your take on the hottest topic of the day. Throughout the month of September, the best call of the day wins a Google Home Mini on us. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. How about this? How many times this week have we mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo's name? Not a lot.
I'm going to say less than three.
I mean, he's been five interceptions in a row, awful game in the preseason, bounce back game in his second preseason game, so-so opener, really good week number two, and it's all of a sudden, we're not really talking about Jimmy G.
I want to say, Bonte, that's a great thing.
I didn't hear Nick Mullins' name this week either, which is also a great thing. And you know what? I think we're going to be talking a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo on Monday. It's a big game for Jimmy G.
And the Steelers got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, I don't know if the Niners are going to be able to run the ball like they did against Cincinnati. Jimmy G, I think he's going to be slanging that pill, as the kids say, around Levi Stadium on Sunday. It's a big Jimmy G week.
Yeah. The Tom Brady tweets, by the way, that Dr. P was referring to, Tom Brady, I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. And then before that, he said, too many penalties, just let us play.
It's real, man. You think he wanted to send that? We're watching.
He clearly wanted to send that. I'm wondering is Tom Brady so big that a tweet by him will actually affect the way games are officiated? We'll talk about that. And it'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Next Friday, a week from today, we're going to honor the career of Bruce Bochy. He'll be heading into his last weekend managing the Giants, and we're going to honor him all day at the station. We're going to have Matt Cain, Brian Sabian, Bob Costas, Barry Zito, so many more. We're also going to be giving away next Friday 10 Louisville Slugger retirement Bruce Bochy bats from Big Time Bats. Also going to give away an autographed Bruce Bochy collage, and it'll be an opportunity for you to recall your favorite Bruce Bochy moments. That's next Friday, September 27th. It's an ode to Bruce Bochy, and we'll have great guests and great giveaways. You won't want to miss that. Who's going to manage the Giants next year?
I already told you my answer.
I know, but who's really going to do it?
Dusty.
Just be nice.
Well, you know.
Why crickets?
Well, hold on a sec.
See, that's what I'm getting upset about.
I mean, what percent? To me, that's less than 1%.
Dusty?
Yeah.
Who is a part of the org now?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's less than
1%. So he's not in Japan or Hawaii.
No.
He worked for the Giants now. Hey, Dusty, we want you to manage. You want to go? Oh, hell yeah.
But it wouldn't be like that. It would be like, hey, Dusty, we would love for you to manage under Farhan. That's what it really is. You're really managing for Farhan.
But if you love managing and you haven't managed, you'll manage under Pepe Le Pew. You know?
I thought you were in the that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going Bob Barker Price is Right on you, Steiny. You said less than 1%. I'm going to go less than point whatever percentage you have, I'm going lower.
Well, give me a
Dusty's
name.
Not.
I keep hearing Raul Ibanez. I'm holding out hope for a guy like Omar Vizquel. But honestly, I have no idea. Baseball's the one sport where I feel like you'll see a manager get hired out of nowhere. I don't know these guys like that.
And they don't even do their lineups anymore. Stani, the bosses are sitting in the line. Hey, Stani, here's who we got Guru leading off. What the hell?
No, I hear you. You know what's funny is I wonder if they've been interviewing candidates already. Behind I mean, it's not scenes, like they yeah. it's not like they don't know it's coming.
What about this one came across the text, and I really believe this might be my favorite right now. 510 outside of Matt Williams.
Yeah, I'm
not feeling him.
You see the way it played out in Washington with the Nationals.
But he's a giant, though. Yeah, Bonte, a damn good giant.
His personality.
Was Bruce Bochy
know.
A giant?
Nope.
He did okay.
Remember Bochy got announced? I remember that. People were like, who, what?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
Three World Series later. Right.
Dusty wasn't a Giant before he was Giants hitting coach. He was a Dodger. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's kind of sad now. This is basically the last week and a half of Bruce Bochy in a Giants uniform.
Yeah, it is. It is. Bochy's so hard to dislike.
You know
what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, is there anybody, seriously, is there any fans out there that are like, Bochy's?
There's not one person.
You know what? Bochy's not a good manager. Not only that, he's not a good guy.
Great dude.
Yep.
Great dude.
Is there one human on planet Earth that would say something like that? My answer would be less than 1%.
You see what he did yesterday at Boston? He took the beat writers. He asked the beat writers, Kerry Crowley and company, you guys checked out the monster? You want to go inside the Green Monster? Follow me. Let's go. And he took the beat writers inside the Green Monster to check it out. Just walked both of himself. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
That's something.
That's pretty cool.
That's who Bochy is. Damn.
It reminds me when I was walking down at the Riverwalk in San Antonio in the early 2000s.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.